My brothers and sisters, today we honor in the liturgy one of the great Franciscan preachers, Saint Bernardine of Siena, who had the title of the Apostle of Italy. So great was his labors in preaching throughout Italy. He received that title, which he would preach oftentimes to very large groups, sometimes even 30,000 people. 30,000 people. So great was his attraction that people were drawn to him. And he would preach on the simple, not the simple, but the basic truths and tenets of our faith, the call to conversion, the call to repentance, heaven, hell, sharing in God's divine life, So he would go throughout Italy preaching in his labors. And of course, one of his most famous devotions was to the holy name of Jesus, that he was especially known for his promoting the devotion to the holy name of Jesus. So whenever he would go to a village or a town or a city to preach a mission, he would also encourage them, or he himself would erect a sign at the entrance of the city that would have the initials of the holy name of Jesus, IHS, which are the first three letters of the name of Jesus in Greek, but also can also be taken as Jesus, Savior of humanity. And he would also encourage people to put this in their homes as well, over their doors, the holy name of Jesus, as a protection and as a reminder who they belong to. He was also instrumental in having this holy name of Jesus put on cards. There's a story in which he had encouraged men, a group of men who were making cards for gambling, to instead make cards with the holy name of Jesus. And it's one of the sources of the tradition of our tradition of holy cards. But he was such a stout and great defender of promoting the holy name of Jesus. Why? Because, of course, it's the only name by which we are saved. It's the name by which we are saved, this name in which we receive salvation in our Savior Jesus Christ. And in his holy name is a great protection against the forces of darkness, that we can call upon the holy name of Jesus to protect us when we're being tempted to sin and experiencing anything from the evil one. The holy name of Jesus is a great protector and defender for us. Of course, we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit to belong to Christ through baptism and confirmation. And so the holy name of Jesus is a beautiful devotion for us, especially in our age where it's so sad to even see, hear young people or children even blaspheming using the holy name of Jesus. And we can only pray that people will once again recognize the dignity and the sacredness of Jesus' name, that we must be renewed as a society. It's just a great sign of our times, in which we see in TV shows or films or movies the name of Jesus being blasphemed, and that we must correct this in our using Jesus' name, always with reverence, with love, with devotion, and even if necessary, to correct people. I know that there is a tradition when someone may hear the name of Jesus being blasphemed in public, to say out, if they're not ashamed to blaspheme the name of Jesus, we can glorify the name of Jesus. So praise be the name of Jesus Christ, we can say. If they're not ashamed to blaspheme using the name of Jesus, we should glorify the name of Jesus when we hear this. Praise be the name of Jesus Christ. Praise be the name of Jesus. In order that we may instill in people that we should be ashamed to use that name in any way that is contrary to the sacredness and dignity of the holy name of Jesus, the name by which we are saved, our Savior, the Son of God, the Son of Mary. A beautiful quote that I came across, Saint Bernardine of Siena, of course, was great devotion and a devotion to our Blessed Mother. He spread devotion to Saint Joseph as well. But again, the devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus is one of his great labors, is to instill a love, a reverence to the Holy Name of Jesus. And of course, this was reflected in the gospel. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. And of course, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. A beautiful quote of Saint Bernardine of Siena is, "The name of God is awesome. In it is found the ardor of the flame which consumes, the wrath which chastises, the weight which crushes. But all these things have been tempered in the wellspring of mercy by Jesus Christ, who was smitten with love for us in the womb of the Virgin Mary." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.